The annexation of Crimea under the order of Russian President Vladimir Putin has prompted much international response. Western powers have condemned the action and either imposed sanctions or threatened to impose sanctions for Russia's actions in the region. VOA's Kay Maddox spoke with Strobe Talbot, president of the Brookings Institution and a longtime expert on U.S. foreign policy with specialties including Russia. She asked him if prior to the annexation, did he suspect President Putin would go through with it?
I was surprised that the situation collapsed in the way that it did and thought that, incorrectly as it turned out, that Putin would at least initially threaten annexation, hold it as a kind of sort of Damocles over Ukraine's head. I was surprised at the alacrity with which he did it.
We had this so-called diplomatic statement after Putin called Obama. We had the Kerry Lavrov meeting. Where are we right now? Is this diplomacy effort real or is it just a distraction?
Unclear. It could turn out to be a sham on the Russian side, a distraction, but it's also conceivable that it might produce some agreements that would calm down a situation that is extremely unpredictable and dangerous. One thing we've got to accept, though, is that Russia has created a new fact on the ground, and that is the annexation of Crimea. It is extremely hard it's impossible for me to imagine that Vladimir Putin is going to roll back what he has done. And I doubt that a successor to Putin would do so either, although it might be a successor who would regret what Putin has done. So we're stuck with what I hope the international community will not recognize as a legitimate fact on the ground, but it is an objective fact on the ground. And that is that Kyiv is going to have no governing authority over Crimea. Moscow is going to have governing authority over Crimea. And to the extent that the rest of the world can say that may be a fact, but it is one that contravenes international law, will help on other fronts. With regard to other fronts, there is no question that the Russian strategy going forward is going to be to weaken the Ukrainian state as much as possible. And the challenge for the West is to make sure that Russia does not succeed in that and that Ukraine gets back on its feet.
There is this theory out here that he would go after Transnistria because of it's a Russian-speaking enclave. He would connect the two. Where do you stand on that in terms of gaming where he might go?
Here's the key point. What Putin did in Crimea, namely to expand the territory of the Russian state, is the first time there has been such territorial expansion since 1945. But what they've done in Crimea is to make an organic part of Russia, the Crimean Peninsula. And that is an extremely dangerous thing to do because it's, you know the phrase, ethnic politics. This is ethnic geopolitics, where you change borders and you conquer land in order to bring people of either the same or similar ethnicity into a country that presumes to champion that ethnicity. That's what led to a decade of horror and bloodshed and mayhem and genocide in the Balkans when Yugoslavia broke up.
Strobe Talbot, president of the Brookings Institution and a longtime expert on U.S. foreign policy with specialties including Russia, he spoke with my colleague Kay Maddox.